Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. So close. This is actually, the last few weeks have seemed like they've flown by, but this week has been crazy. Like, I keep thinking it's a day later than it is. It's been like a slow week. Is going by fast for you?
Same as it always is.
Just speeding right by. Yeah, not me.
Well,
forever.
Got the hammer sound.
Oh, look at this.
Right. See if you get if this gets approved, all right?
It's too much. I want a little more staccato. I want it to be like, boom.
It's more. We need Odyssey. More of a sting hit.
Yeah,
more
yes.
More of a sting. More of a like a big hammer crunch.
That's what I thought I had the last time.
No, that's. I don't think you
did. No, you haven't hit it yet.
You're a nice boy, but please.
Yeah, keep on looking. Keep on looking.
Stop it.
Yeah. Got your marching orders. Okay, here we go. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by The Movies Reviews. Nope, that ain't it. It's too. Let's do. It needs to be more of a thud, like a sledgehammer.
Like that?
No, like, I don't know, more explosive. I can hear it. Closer, but still not.
I give up.
Imagine Thor hitting a stick of dynamite.
but a quick decay after the initial sound hits.
All right.
Like.
Yeah, not in a mine shaft. Actually, like, out. It doesn't echo and go for a mile.
Like a quick trail up. Like, I put the hammer down.
Odyssey.
That's a good description, guys. Great. I'll be back.
Yeah, all right. Sure you will. Okay. The movies reviews. Hey, last night, I wound up, John went golfing. He was over in, like, Livermore or something with a bunch of his friends, and they did 18 holes, and so he was gone all day.
Oh, it was hot yesterday, too, I bet.
Really hot. He said, though, that there was just, like, the perfect breeze, and there was tons of shade at this course, and he was bubbling about
it.
He
wasn't burnt to a crisp.
He wasn't. Well, he slathers on. He's very light-skinned, so he slathers. He's an Irish boy, you know. He turns into a beet, so he slathers.
Okay.
And probably reapplies, knowing him. He's so good about, you know, following the rules. Right. So he shows back up at 7 o'clock at night as I'm, you know, winding down, getting ready for bed. I'm sitting out in the backyard looking at the things I've done that
day.
Who
made you dinner?
Oh, I made dinner. I called Stefano's Pizza.
Oh, okay.
I made dinner happen. The kids, it's like 4:30 and the pizza shows up because I want to eat at 3. I mean, that to me, and then I got 3 hours until bed. So I knock on the door. I'm like, dinner's ready. And they come out and they're like, oh, you made pizza. This is great. I'm like, you're welcome. They're like, I love when dad's not here.
Oh, geez.
Just kidding. They don't love it. And he is a good cook. I'm just not. I mean, it's pizza or eggs. That's what I got for you. Or spaghetti and a jar of sauce. Anywho, plus I was dirty and sweaty. And, you know, I've been outside all day. So after dinner at 4:45, I said, hey, Riley, you want to watch Godzilla versus Kong with me? He's like, yeah, all right, I'll watch that. So we sat there and watched that in the late afternoon. And it's so dumb / great.
Oh.
It's just fun.
That's a relief.
Yeah, it's just fun. I loved it. And also, it was like, oh, this is so dumb. Like, you know, you make your little comments throughout the whole thing, like how dumb that is.
So free if you have HBO Max,
free
right?
with HBO Max, yeah.
Nice.
We just, and it was, couldn't have been easier. Godzilla versus Kong to the thing. Boom, pops up, play. Off to the races. So fun.
You liked it.
Yeah. Well, it's not going down in history as like one of the great monster movies, but it's got all the things you want out of a monster movie. Lots of monsters, even some extra monsters like that you'd not expect. Plus, Who knew? Well, I don't want to give away all the big plot points, but boy, it's...
Well, you want to save that for Hooman to do in a little while, right? I mean,
he'll be giving that away.
Just sort of...
completely stupid plot.
You cut him off. He's going to be like, I had a whole review and you just did it.
What? Well, I'm telling you what my personal feelings were was that was stupid and I loved it.
All right.
Just what I want out of him. You know, look, it's the effects alone blow the doors off the old Godzilla movies, and I loved those. All the old monster movies, all Monster X and Rodan and Mothra and Gamera. I love them. Baby Godzilla, Godzuki, whatever his name was. Gojira! So I love him.
I love Gojira too.
Well, not the metal band.
They're incredible. You wouldn't believe how good.
They even call him Gojira. One of the people calls him that in this movie. And I thought Vinny will love that.
Nice,
good reference.
Yeah, I don't think I'll watch that.
Oh, you might.
I may get bored enough, but I don't know that I have.
You don't need to. I'll tell you this. Yeah. It won't change your life in any way. And I'm not going to think about it. A week from now, it won't even ever enter my consciousness again. But fun, you know, it was a good way. Right. Me and my son sat there and laughed. And
so you're not going to tell us who won, right?
I am not going to
tell
you.
But one of them clearly wins. There's a clear winner.
I'm not saying anything about the ending.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah, well.
Putting your foot down.
Because I don't want to ruin anything.
All right.
Appreciate
anyway, Hooman and Corey Rosen are going to come on. They're going to talk about Godzilla versus Kong. And Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar in the 9 o'clock hour. And also, Corey has a new book out with a really long title. It's called Your Story Well Told. But then there's like, I don't know, a paragraph underneath it explaining why you need to tell your story and how well you should tell it, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, and he's, oh boy, Corey's excited. Brace yourself. We did a line test with him yesterday to make sure that we're going to be able to get these guys on and have good sound and audio. And I was just like, please stop telling me about your book. Please.
I will do the text early.
Yes.
And leave them that whole back last half hour or so.
Great.
So
they're going to, Hooman is actually requesting extra time with a big sigh in his voice going, Corey really wants to talk about his book.
Yeah, I don't, that's fine.
Look forward to that.
It goes better than Eddie did, though. Oof,
oh, boy. That was...
I love Eddie, but that was a nightmare.
I wanted to throttle him. We had done a test, and he just didn't...
He's running around with his three dogs.
Yeah. Like, we're all here waiting to test this before we go live. Anywho...
All we saw was a man in a bikini thong or something like that.
Oh, my God.
His background.
Eddie. Focus, Eddie. Focus. All right.
Do I get approval for this one?
Much better.
It's better. It's all the right. The trail off is too long.
Oh God!
I want it to sound like the bad part.
Yeah, the intro is a little clankety too. I want it to be more like just hammer strike, just a sledge strike. You know, like putting the foot down.
Oh, the foot. Good thing.
I'm trying to win the voice of Odyssey Radio. Brand.
So it's got to be like a quick, and the decay's got to be low and go quickly away. So that, no.
Man. All right.
And then Vinny's voice comes in and says, Odyssey.
We're not even done with the hammer part yet, so let me focus on that first. Then we'll
focus on that.
Next.
Okay. I'm thinking about taking smoking back up, too. I really feel like it might bring that sort of...
The rasp
into my voice. I know John St. John's doing a pack of Pall Malls a day over there
in New York. Of course I am. Yes. I'm John St. John.
So I really got to nail this, Brent. Yeah. I want to be the voice of Odyssey Radio.
Because once we get this all set and the thing is ready, we have the right hammer sound and Vinny sounding just raspy enough, then we got to start our campaign.
Well, you're going to text Susan, your friend Susan, as you said earlier. You're just going to text it directly to her.
I will. I'll text her directly and say, you're welcome.
This is for you to use all the time.
This is for you to use. Go ahead with the tagline. By the way, that's Vinny from San Francisco. That's got to come after Odyssey. As voiced by Vinny from San Francisco.
You know, I don't think they do that, but I like it.
I'll get
like
your credit in there, Ben. Yeah. All right. Anyway. I have really a lot of time.
Is that better?
April Fools, today's the day. Be on your guard, everybody. Browsing your newsfeed and social media apps can be a minefield, especially if you're gullible, and many people are. So even though you should be extra skeptical, sometimes things that happen are actually real. I actually have a few examples of things that happened on April 1st that everyone went, no, it didn't. No, that didn't happen. Like, ha, ha, ha. Or you're in trouble for saying that, buddy. Like Marvin Gaye was shot and killed by his dad on April 1st, 1984. The news was so shocking and the timing was so poor that even Marvin's friend Smokey Robinson thought it was a sick prank by a disc jockey. David Lee Roth left Van Halen. Oh, he did? Oh, wait. Hold on. What? Yeah. He left the next year, in 1985. So when he announced that they were one of the biggest bands on the planet. So when he announced he was leaving, everyone went, yeah, sure you are. It's April 1st, you dummy. What do you think? We don't know it's April 1st. No, you guys, I'm serious. I'm out of the band. Selena was murdered on March 31st of 1995, and the word got out the next day on April 1st. And people were saying, that is the least funny April Fool's joke I've ever heard. They were all pissed at all the DJs.
Well, it doesn't add up. She was so young. She was just breaking through. Yeah. She was about to go, like, crazy.
International, right?
So big. And she was healthy. So to hear that she's dead, you'd go, well, how could someone young like that? And she wasn't someone
who would. How dare you joke about that?
But it turns out, you know, this lady, oof, I can't even believe. I've seen that movie now 10 times. I still can't believe they let her go handle that herself.
I know. I don't get that part. Like, why let her go to this hotel by herself?
That dad of hers was so on her back.
Exactly.
Every minute of her life, wouldn't except her this
date,
minute.
Yeah, wouldn't let her date, had control of everything. And then this one time where he's like, okay, yeah, go talk to her. And then this happens. Like, really?
So because she's the president of the fan club, he figures what can possibly go wrong?
No, that it doesn't make any sense because she was stealing from
and
them.
They knew
she's
that.
A crook.
Yeah, and they knew that.
Yeah, really unfortunate choices were made. And unfortunate timing, because April 1st, everyone was like, that didn't happen. Shut up. Gmail was first announced. It was April 1st, 2004. Google announced an invitation-only beta version of a new email service called Gmail. And it seemed like a fantasy. At the time, they offered 1 gig of space. Which I think now, don't you get 15 gigs?
And you had to get an invite from a friend.
You did. You couldn't just sign up for Gmail. And at the time, Hotmail and Yahoo, they were the most popular free options. And they offered 2 and 4 megabytes, respectively. There are 1,000 megabytes and 1 gigabyte. So for Gmail to be saying, and you got a thousand, you get a gig. People were like, shut up.
1,000 megabytes? Crazy.
I know. Let's see if there's any other ones that are.
Now you get a terabyte and you're like, how am I ever going to use that?
Right.
And we do.
Do we?
Yeah, with your photos and your videos. Oh yeah, you can. Easily.
I suppose, right? Mm-hmm. We need more storage.
I still try to weed out those photos.
Just, you really are. You do cull the herd. It's true.
I try.
I never look at them again, but I want them all.
And I don't do all those photos for myself, because the selfie you get is the one I took. But with my kids, I take like 20.
Well, why wouldn't you? Right?
Full motion and, you know, God, I cut her foot off. Darn it.
Right. And they can't sit still for a second. Right. So,
well, luckily you can take 100 photos. And if you are that guy, Vinny, you can go through and just save the 3 that you love.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're all set. And this is the final one that turned out to be true. Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig starred in a Lifetime movie. And I remember this happening. It was announced on April 1st, 2015. Lifetime announced its newest movie of the week, which was A Deadly Adoption with Will and Kristen. And everyone went, that's ridiculous. They're not doing a Lifetime movie. And it was true. The movie premiered 2 months later. And I don't know if they did it for April Fool's Day or they were just like, yeah, what the hell? Let's try it. Why not?
I mean, look
do
at
it
the
like
poster. That? It looks like a joke. Come on. Look at Will Ferrell. He looks so, like, not
like serious. They're trying to be.
Like Anchorman.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, he's the guy streaking the quad forever.
I should go back and actually see if I can watch that movie. Like, it must be kind of funny for, like, they have to be in on the joke that they're these two legit actors and they're doing a Lifetime movie. I mean, obviously they agreed because they were like, oh, that would be fun and funny. Yeah. Like, let's see him acting like he's just some dude in a Lifetime movie. Anyway, it turns out it was true, and hurrah, everyone won. I am out of time, but I do want to mention this one because I know Bryn worked on it, so I'm going to tell you this quickly. Matthew McConaughey, his next chapter, he's thinking about running for governor of Texas. He hasn't announced that he's running. He's exploring, but here's what he had to say to CNBC.
The only thing that I have to say is what I have said, and I'm not teasing the idea or anything. I'm actually trying to look it in the eye and give it serious consideration. I have a new chapter for myself and personally in my life. I believe it is in some sort of leadership role. I don't know what that role is. I don't know my category. We've been talking about the why of leadership, and even I would say we need some more good leaders. And I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about you out there, everyone out there. We need leadership. I'm still working on my, for me, what is my category moving forward that would be best for the most amount of people, but also best for me and my family. And those are real considerations that I'm given to where what my future holds.
So Matthew McConaughey, who clearly has no problem talking, may be doing a lot more of that over Texans TVs in the future.
I actually think whether or not you would vote for him, I think he's right. We do need more leaders.
Absolutely.
We do need more people who, you know, all these people who are so freaking passionate about politics.
Yes.
Get involved. We don't need to hear from you on Facebook.
Run for office where you can actually affect change.
Or just be, look, this is what I've seen a few of our past interns do, and I'm so proud of them. Become part of a campaign.
Mm-hmm.
See if it's something that you like.
Right.
See how it works. And then maybe over time, it'll be something that you decide to jump into.
Right.
But it's
we need good people to be running for offices, yeah, and not just because they're, you know, rich people.
Like that. Well, what we need are young people who, yeah, are minded towards saving the planet. And
they have the energy for this stuff, right?
Right. Thinking about things in a different way, because we've had a lot of old people doing the same crap for a, yep, long time.
We certainly have, Vinny. I agree. All right. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, geez. I'm going to tell you
where my bad... I ask the same questions every day.
I'm going to tell you where my bad came from. You know, my bad.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my bad.
Ooh, where did that come from?
I'm going to tell you where that came from and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.